Nolte, Disney shamed into retracting phony Steamboat Willie copyright claim after film enters public domain. By John Nolte on January 7, 2024. The Disney grooming syndicate has been forced to back down from bullying a private citizen who legally used Steamboat Willie in a YouTube video. YouTuber and voice actor Brock Baker published all 8 minutes of Steamboat Willie on his popular YouTube channel, 1.1 million subscribers. That alone would normally be considered a copyright violation. On top of that, Brock added his own audio to the classic cartoon that introduced Mickey and Minnie Mouse to the public in 1928. But Steamboat Willie has been in the public domain since the beginning of the year, and Brock published his video a few days after that. Nevertheless, Disney still slapped him with two copyright claims. First, Disney filed a copyright claim on the cartoon itself. The result was that YouTube demonetized the video. After Disney backed off that, the grooming syndicate filed a second copyright claim for Steamboat Willie's soundtrack, which is also in public domain. The whole thing is public domain. Nevertheless, Brock's video got demonetized, until they earned enough negative media attention to reverse course. In a way, you can see Disney's point. The disgraced company is losing billions on its lousy streaming service and theatrical releases, so every dollar does count. But public domain is still public domain, and this bullying campaign is obviously meant to scare off anyone else who would dare do what Disney can no longer do, make money by entertaining the public. This vile multinational corporation has enjoyed so much special treatment over the years with copyright protection and legislation, and it's still harassing a private citizen on YouTube who is only guilty of having a few laughs about a cartoon that no longer enjoys copyright protection. Overall, unless no one files for copyright protection, I'm opposed to the idea of public domain. As evil as Disney is, it is still in business, and its property should be protected for as long as it stands. That's good John's thinking. Bad John loves seeing Disney lose, fail, and drown in its own greed and perversions. A Steamboat Willie horror movie is already on its way, and Bad John is delighted. Unlike Indiana Jones and the Dial of Emasculating Indiana Jones, I bet Mickey's Mousetrap makes a profit. What do you want to bet that if some guy uses Steamboat Willie to queer and groom little kids, Disney not only won't sue, it will hire the sicko? Get a free autographed bookplate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books. This novel is a high-wire narrative that meditates on life and death and God's eternal presence. I read this book in one sitting and look forward to reading it again. This is, quite simply, a great American novel. Robert Avrake, Emmy-winning screenwriter Body Double, A Stranger Among Us. After your purchase, email jmnalt@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests. Borrowed Time is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available on Kindle, Audible, and hardcover.